A man let down through the roof. One day as Jesus was teaching that there were various Pharisees sitting there who'd come from every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. There was a man who was paralyzed, that is, he couldn't walk, and his friends brought him in a bed. And they tried to bring him in and put him in front of Jesus, but they couldn't because there was such a crowd there. So they went up onto the roof of the house where they were and let the man down through the roof. Because the roofs in those days, you could take the tiles off. And that's what they did. And they let this man down right into the presence of Jesus.
And maybe it's because they're on the roof, and Jesus wanted to heal it because his Father in heaven gave him the power.
That's great. That's right. Jesus had the power of God because he was the Son of God.
Or they could, take the straw off.
They could have taken some straw off. That's right. But whatever, they really believed that Jesus could cure their friend. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick man, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." So Jesus blessed that man because of the faith of his friends. Now, if we pray for our friends, or if we pray for other people, we can make a difference in their lives, a difference that wouldn't be there if we didn't pray for them. Well, then the scribes and the Pharisees started complaining, saying, "Who is this man who is blaspheming? Who can forgive sins apart from God?" When Jesus realized what they were thinking, it just shows that Jesus can read our minds. He knows what we're thinking. And when Jesus knew what they were thinking, he said to them, "Why do you question in your hearts?" In other words, he was reading their hearts and he was telling them, "I know what is in your heart." So he said, "Why do you question in your hearts, asking whether it's easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? So in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, get up, take up your bed and go home to your house." And immediately the man rose up before them, took up the bed on which he was lying, and left to go to his own home, praising God. And everybody there was amazed, and they praised God and said, "We have seen strange things today." So it shows that Jesus was given the power by God to forgive sins. And yet he can also heal people. He can forgive and he can heal. Because in the end, all our sickness is all a result of the sin that was committed by Adam, and we all suffer because of that. And of course, we all sin ourselves. So then, these Pharisees and the scribes, they were always trying to catch Jesus out. How awful it was that there he was in a house, and these people had great faith in bringing their friend to be cured, and these men could just not see the wonder of it all. They just wanted to criticize that Jesus could forgive sins.
And was this person on God a cheerleader? And he can heal and do everything because his power.
That's right. He's got the power to forgive as well as to heal people. So, we go on to read that these Pharisees, these critical Jews who were always trying to criticize Jesus, they started on about everything, watching him, trying to catch him out. One day, as Jesus was eating with tax collectors and sinners, the Pharisees went to the disciples and they said, "Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But Jesus answered, and he said, "Those who are healthy don't need a doctor. It's the sick people who need a doctor. I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So Jesus is like a doctor, and he's here to help the sick people, not those who think that they're in good health. So Jesus is the friend of sinners, and he loved sitting and eating with them. And in those days, you only ate with someone who you thought was good enough or was righteous or holy enough. So it's not okay to keep on sinning. But the fact is, we do sin, and Jesus is the sinner's friend, and these Jews, Pharisees, scribes didn't like it.
Now that was very special to all the tax collectors to be invited to tea. Very special.
Well, they would have thought, wow, who are we? We're not living the right way. And this wonderful man who seems has never sinned, that's how they would have thought, he wants to eat with us. He wants to share his table with us. So Jesus was completely open to sinful people, and that was how he brought people to himself. One day, Jesus and the disciples were walking on the Sabbath day through the corn. His disciples were hungry and began to pluck ears of corn and to eat. There were Pharisees watching them across the field, and they complained later to Jesus. They said, "Your disciples are doing what it's not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." Because they considered that if you plucked some corn and rubbed the grains in your hand and ate it, that was like threshing, that was working on the Sabbath. And Jesus replied, "Haven't you read what David did and those who were with him when they were hungry? They went into the house of God and ate the showbread, which was only lawful for the priests to eat." So all the time, Jesus was up against these people who were critical of him. And another time, Jesus cured a man on a Sabbath day who had a withered hand. And they complained to him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" And Jesus told them a little story. He said, "If any of you have a sheep or an animal that falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, won't you lift it out?" In other words, won't you do work on the Sabbath? And how much better is a man than a sheep? So it is therefore lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. So then, all the time, you can see it's not about keeping laws and things like that. It's about loving God with all our heart, soul and mind. Not just being holy one day a week on the Sabbath, but being holy for God all the time, every day of the week, every hour and minute.
Okay.